Okay, let's dive in. Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take source material, sometimes it's loads, sometimes just a single really dense statement, and we try to figure out what it tells us about the world, about consumers, about everything else.
And today is definitely one of those single dense cases. It's fascinating, actually. We're looking at where, ancient spiritual beliefs meet modern commerce in a major city.
Absolutely. So our source today, it's an advert for black magic removal services in Birmingham. Now, it looks simple enough, right? But when you look closely, the language, it's really something. It mixes this like traditional authority with very modern marketing.
Yeah, and that's exactly our mission today, to really dissect this pitch. We want to understand the words they use, the service provider, Gautam G. Gaudi. How does he tap into fears? How does he position his remedies?
And what does he actually promise people in Birmingham specifically?
Exactly. We're looking at it as less a religious text and more a case study in commercial strategy for a very niche service.
Right. So let's start right at the beginning. The practitioner himself and the setting. We meet Gautam G, and he's described as the top best Indian astrologer in the UK.
That phrase alone, top best Indian astrologer in the UK. It's a whole story right there. You've got layers interacting. Well,
Also.
first, the Indian astrologer part, that signals a specific tradition, doesn't it? Often highly respected knowledge.
Okay, yeah. The cultural authority.
But then, straight away, it's framed commercially, top best, and in the UK.
It is quite jarring that top best. Why not just, experience or renown? Why the competitive
Oh,
language?
think about the modern consumer. We're swamped with choices, right? If someone feels they're in a spiritual crisis, what do they want?
Speed, certainty,
Yeah,
something that works, I guess.
exactly. Speed, certainty, results. Top best shouts market leadership, lots of customers, and crucially, effectiveness. It cuts through all the noise, the need to research dozens of options. It's like spiritual authority plus consumer confidence.
So it's trying to be a guarantee. Quality assurance mixed with market dominance.
Pretty much. Now, think about the location, Birmingham, UK. He claims to be the best in the whole UK, but the ad focuses on Birmingham. What did that tell us?
Well, Birmingham's a big, diverse city. Maybe it means he's accessible there, like you can actually go see him.
That's likely part of it. Localizing it makes it real, tangible, especially for something rooted in tradition. A local address grounds it. And it suggests that even with a UK-wide claim, the actual service might need, face-to-face contact, a local
Well,
base.
if he's the top best in the UK, wouldn't a national website be enough? Why tie it so specifically to Birmingham?
Maybe. But think about local search results online. And when someone's really distressed, that immediate local contact can be very powerful. And we see the proof right there in the ad, don't we?
The contact
Yeah,
detail.
the Google Maps link, the UK phone number, plus 447-40556-2258. That's standard business practice.
Right. That's crucial, isn't it? This ancient spiritual service. Dealing with curses and energies. It's just a click or a call away using modern tools.
Exactly. It removes all the barriers. He's not some mysterious figure hidden away. He's a business, integrated, accessible, using Google Maps, a mobile number, delivering these very traditional services with modern convenience. It's tradition meeting the now.
Okay, so the setup is clear. Modern city, traditional expert, but using a very commercial platform. But that doesn't work unless the problem feels real. So how does the ad define this black magic problem?
They're clever about it. They offer a sort of spectrum of trouble. They say they help eliminate negative energies, curses, and evil influences affecting your life.
Let's break that down because negative energies and evil influences, they sound quite broad, almost vague.
They are. They're definitely the catch-all terms. Broad enough to cover almost any ongoing bad patch, you know? Lost your job, negative energy, arguing with your partner all the time, evil influences, feeling down or anxious for no obvious reason.
Negative energy buildup.
Could be. These terms pull in anyone feeling stuck, unlucky, or just unhappy. It lets them blame an external force, not just bad luck or internal issues.
It gives a simple explanation for complex problems, an external one. But then the ad specifically mentions curses. That feels different.
Oh, it's a huge jump. A curse isn't just bad luck. It implies someone meant to harm you. Intentional malice.
Right.
That shifts the whole feeling from I'm unlucky to I'm under attack. And that raises the stakes massively. Suddenly, you don't just need a bit of help, you need an expert defender. like Galthamgy, the top best.
It escalates the threat level.
Precisely. It moves the problem from general misfortune, maybe something you could handle yourself, to spiritual warfare that demands immediate powerful intervention.
And that escalation justifies the service, commercially speaking. It makes the client feel they need this specific expert protection.
Exactly. And it all comes together with that phrase, affecting your life. It hammers home that this isn't abstract. It's real. It's messing with your job, your relationships, your money, your peace of mind. The invisible threat has visible consequences.
And fixing those real-world consequences is the ultimate goal. Okay, so they've defined the problem, made it feel urgent. How do they pitch the solution, the restoration?
Well, when they talk about the remedies, they use three really potent words: safe, powerful, and proven.
Okay, safe and powerful makes sense in this context, but proven, that's interesting. How can you prove something like this in a way we normally understand proof?
That's the genius of the language, isn't it? It borrows from the world of consumer guarantees, of science even. Proven suggests reliability, results you can count on.
So it's trying to give it legitimacy.
Yes, it's reassuring the modern, perhaps slightly skeptical mind. You're not just buying a ritual based on faith. You're buying a proven remedy. It gives that ancient spiritual method a kind of modern empirical gloss.
Even if the proof isn't like scientific data.
Right. The proof might be testimonials or the practitioner's reputation or just the assertion itself. But the word sounds solid.
Okay. And what about safe and powerful? Why are they needed?
Safe is crucial because if you're dealing with something called black magic, which sounds dangerous, you need reassurance. The cure isn't worse than the disease. It signals responsibility.
Okay.
And powerful. Well, the problem, the curse, the negative energy has been framed as strong, actively harmful. So the solution has to be powerful enough to beat it. Otherwise, what's the point? It needs to be definitive, not just comforting.
Right. It needs to feel stronger than the threat. So once these safe, powerful, proven remedies are applied, what happens? What's the outcome for the client?
The ad promises restoration of really fundamental states: peace, harmony, and positivity.
The opposites of the problem.
Exactly. If the issue causes anxiety, conflict, negativity, the solution brings peace, harmony, positivity. It focuses heavily on fixing that internal emotional turmoil, which makes sense. That's often the main damage when someone believes they're cursed.
And the ad seems to go deeper than just feelings. It talks about a sort of layered solution, doesn't it? Spiritual protection, mental clarity, and emotional balance.
Yes, and that's quite holistic. It shows they understand the psychological impact. The core service is the spiritual protection, the removal itself. But the benefits tackle the mental fog and emotional distress that come with believing you're under attack.
Ah, so it's treating the belief or the effects of the belief, too.
It seems that way. Believing your curse can be incredibly stressful. It can cloud your judgment, make you emotionally unstable. So promising to restore mental clarity and emotional balance is a big deal. It's offering comprehensive relief.
Relief from the fear and anxiety itself.
Precisely. An integrated fix. And then finally, they bring it all back to everyday life. They promise to safeguard your home, relationships, and personal well-being.
That makes it very concrete again.
Absolutely. Home, relationships, personal well-being. These are the things people value most tangibly. By linking the spiritual service directly to protecting these, it frames the service as essential, like life maintenance.
Not just a one-off fix, but ongoing protection for your most important assets.
You can see it that way. It protects the core elements of your life in Birmingham.
Okay, let's try and bring this full circle then. We've spent this deep dive really zeroing in on the specific words, the claims made by this Indian astrologer in Birmingham offering these spiritual services.
And the key takeaway, I think, isn't really about whether the rituals work or not. It's about the sophisticated marketing strategy involved. Selling these services in a modern, competitive city like Birmingham.
Yeah, we saw how the language carefully identifies anxieties from vague bad luck right up to specific curses.
And then positions Galthamgy as the definitive, trustworthy solution, using the language of modern commerce, top best, proven to sell something ancient and spiritual.
It really is a striking blend of tradition and, well, modern convenience, making something deeply cultural feel as easy to access as ordering a pizza almost.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener. In a city like Birmingham, so connected, so technologically driven, what does it say that there's clearly a market, an advertised need for proven remedies against curses?
What does that reveal about us? About our needs?
Does it point to an enduring human need for protection, for certainty, that maybe our modern rational frameworks don't fully satisfy? Think about that need for safeguards, spiritual, psychological, whatever they might be, and how it seemed to persist, even thrive, in the heart of our advanced urban world.